As you get better at doing the chi power training, really what you're doing is, of course, we discussed this before, is that you're opening up your sensitivity to all the energy that's surrounding. And so what you want to do is you want to start to really hone in on all of the different sensations that you're going to start to feel, both physically, both mentally, what's going on around you, being able to sense others' chi. You'll notice in the booklet we talk a little bit about how to sense somebody else's chi by just kind of focusing and feeling the pressure change. You can do this with really anything within the room as you're doing it. You can do it with furniture. You can do it with people. And so one of the exercises you can do as kind of like an added thing is either when you're doing a lying down meditation or when you're just sitting, if you're just sitting in a chair, even if you're in an office situation or in a school situation, you can just start to feel what's around you. And the more you start to really get in touch with those feelings and sensations that you're able to recognize, the more you're going to be able to start to sense everything. And so that means when you walk into a room, you can almost start to feel the entire energy of the room. You'll kind of know what's going on, if the room is in a good mood, if the energy is strong, if it's weak, if it's happy, if it's sad. You can basically walk into a room and tell what's going on. After you get your senses really honed to a specific level, and again, how long this is going to take is really dependent upon the individual, but you could actually walk into a room after everyone has left the room and tell almost what was going on in that room. You could tell if there was an argument in that room, or you could tell if there was something that was going on that was beneficial to both parties. You could tell if it was a sad situation, happy, if there was a fight. You can tell everything that goes on by increasing the sensitivity of your body, and part of that is sensing the chi of everything around you. It's kind of a hard concept to explain because it's not something where I can just say, like doing an exercise, like even the palm test where I say, you know, push your palms together, you can get the feeling. It's something you almost have to hook onto. You have to experience it for yourself, yeah, and you have to kind of go into a meditative state, either close your eyes or just squint your eyes. When you squint your eyes, by the way, it actually opens up your sensitivity because now you're actually working with the sympathetic nervous system when you kind of squint your eyes and just you relax down. It's almost hard. You can't be in really an angry mood when you squint your eyes because it relaxes the entire body down. It actually opens you up to more sensitivity and sensations that are around you. Try some of these exercises and see if these don't give you the benefits that you need when you're trying to sense chi even stronger.